Jurors say two former Fullerton officers are not guilty in all charges against them in the beating death of Kelly Thomas, the homeless mentally ill man who was being arrested at a bus depot in that city when the struggle began with police officers on July 5th, 2011. Thomas died 5 days after being taken to the hospital there. Former officer Manuel Ramos was charged with second-degree murder and involuntary manslaughter. Former corporal Jay Cicinelli was charged with involuntary manslaughter and use of excessive force. Joining us now to talk about the verdicts in the case today in Santa Ana is Gustavo Arellano, who's joining us for our Orange County Line segment. Hey, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
What is the reaction in Orange County so far?
A lot of anger. Of course, I'm not really surprised about the verdict because Orange County juries have a longstanding love affair with law enforcement. But this was a case that really galvanized all Orange Countyans, not just more progressive activists, but conservatives, people who usually don't have encounters with police officers to begin with. And right now, people are really upset. You start reading things on Facebook and Twitter, and the best that I could say is that people are angry. Of course, there's much more vulgar things online, but we can't say them here.
I know it took a while to bring charges in the first place against these two police officers. There's a third, by the way, Joe Wolf, an officer who's a former officer who's going to be charged in later days. And Tony Rakakis, the Orange County District Attorney, took a while in bringing these charges, but there was a concerted effort by Kelly Thomas's family to make sure that this case did get brought to trial. Do we know what they're saying? Do we have any indication of whether there's anything that can be done for them?
Of course, the family's crushed. The father, Ron Thomas, the father, was the most visible proponent of Kelly, and he's really the person who, because of his pressure on not just law enforcement or Tony Rakakis, but really on the community, is the reason why we're here in the first place. What can be done? I'm sure that the District Attorney Tony Rakakis will try to appeal the case somehow, or also, in the past with high-profile cases, if they weren't able to get, the case I'm remembering right now is the Heidel gang rape case of last decade, where the first time around, the three people that were accused of raping an underage, unconscious girl, in the first verdict, they were found not guilty. But Tony Rakakis, he retried them, and then he was able to find guilty verdict. So I think Ron Thomas will ask Tony to, let's try this again. Let's try to have some justice for my son.
I know that juries in Orange County, as you mentioned, have long sided with law enforcement, Gustavo. This case was a little different because of the evidence there and a lot of emotion in this case. How was this case different?
This was the first ever case in Orange County history that saw two police officers being tried for actions that they committed while on the job. Before then, there had been, of course, a lot of cases of allegations that police officers killed individuals unlawfully. There has been a lot of civil settlements over the years, but this was the first ever criminal case brought to by the district attorney's office. And of course, they were found not guilty. So one wonders if Tony Rakakis will ever try to do something like this again, even though, as you pointed out, there was a lot of evidence in the fact of the video that went around the world.
Gustavo Arellano, editor of the OC Weekly. Gustavo, thanks.
Gracias.